Spring is the beginning of field season for research biologists. Finally, time to get out of the lab and head to the ocean or the woods or wherever the science takes them. But not this year. The coronavirus pandemic has disrupted field research worldwide, and scientists are scrambling to salvage their work. WBUR's Barbara Moran reports the long-term consequences on scientific research are still unknown.
Around this time last year, Maureen Conti was on a research ship off the coast of Bermuda, hauling scientific instruments up out of the ocean. But now, the research fleet is grounded, and Conti is stuck on shore, talking on the phone to me.
Well, we never anticipated the coronavirus, right?
Conti is an oceanographer at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole. She's in charge of one of the longest-running ocean experiments in the world. For more than 40 years, it's captured samples of what's known as marine snow, plankton, fish poo, and sand sinking through the ocean. The experiment has taught us a lot about how the ocean is reacting to climate change. And having continuous data for four decades, that's a gold mine. But now, Conti can't get out there to collect the samples.
We'll be able to look back and say, oh, great, we had this continuous record and now we have this big gap.
One gap in a 43-year record may not seem like a big deal, but Conti says it makes the overall data more difficult to analyze. And she says she might be missing a big discovery.
Quite often we have very infrequent events that make a huge difference. And so you never know what you're going to miss.
Scientists with shorter-running experiments may have even more to lose.
So normally at this time of year, we'd have a team of students up there, and they make measurements of plants, soils, the atmosphere, animals, organisms, everything we can get our hands on.
Boston University biologist Pamela Templer has been studying climate change at New Hampshire's Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest for almost a decade.
So not only can they not go to the field to collect samples, but they, even if they could, we couldn't bring them back and process them in the lab.
Templer says being stuck at home is especially frustrating now because she'd love to see how the forest is responding to this unprecedented slowdown in human activity. She's hoping to get to Hubbard Brook later in the summer, but for now, she's improvising. She's asked a field technician to take some measurements, and most of her students are analyzing existing data and catching up on their writing.
Now, if this were to turn into another year, 2 years longer, I think it would be catastrophic. Right now, we're writing it out.
Catastrophic because of students' lives upended, grants lost, data ruined, and experiments scrapped. But Templer remains optimistic that science will find a way. And she says never again will she take for granted the gift of going outside and collecting a sample of leaves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.